Hi everyone, this podcast is on the poem Mammy Dozes, which was written by Colette Bryce. Once again, it would be a good idea to have a read through the poem before you attempt a worksheet, and to complete the top part of the worksheet where you fill out the title of the poem, the name of the poet, and the reference page for the poem in your textbook. The first heading on your worksheet is subject matter. In the poem Mammy Dozes, try to be clear about what situation the poet is describing at the opening of the poem. Look also at stanza 2 and a really graphic simile that describes the mother's situation. What about the world outside of the room? Do you get the impression that it's a peaceful world? A world, however, from which the mother is isolated? In the second heading, you have to look at theme. So in a poem, the theme is the main message, the key idea that is being conveyed by the poet. There are several themes that you could decide to explore in Mammy Dozes. For example, old age, the theme of peace, the theme of personal resilience, perhaps the theme of admiration, or even the passage of time and change. Take, for example, the theme of change. There is a strong suggestion that the mother's life has changed so much over the years that she has lived in Derry City. But she, like the city, has now entered a more peaceful, relaxed stage of life compared with the turbulent times of the past. You could explore the theme of admiration in the poem. If you get a strong sense of the poet's awareness of her mother's resilience as a fighter, having survived troubled times. But focus on one theme that stands out for you. State it in one line, then find some words or images to help you to illustrate the main idea or message that you feel is being conveyed in this poem. In the third heading, quote 3, you can write down any three words, phrases, lines or images from the poem that you liked or thought were interesting. Try to give a reason why you chose each quote. For example, maybe a word gave you a clear picture of the speaker's mother, or perhaps there was an image that showed what the speaker was feeling. Or did something in the poem give you a feeling of hope for the future? The next heading in your worksheet is imagery. So look back over the poem and check to see, are there any really clear or vivid descriptions? What picture of the mother figure do you get from the poem, for example? Look at Mammy's chair, her skin, the cozy home environment. How does the poet create a sense of rest or of peace in the poem? Examine how Mammy is dozing at the start of the poem and note that she is asleep by the end of it. Are there any images then that suggest something positive about life in Derry now? Do any words suggest the difficult past which was experienced by the mother and by the city? Look at this simile in stanza 2. What can you say about this image? The fifth heading in your worksheet is language. And most students would probably agree that the language in Mammy Dozes is relatively simple. Did you think it was easy or difficult to understand? Does the poet use conversational language, that is, language that sounds like natural speech? For example, look again at the opening line, Mammy dozes in her chair. What type of language is this? Can you suggest why the poet decided to write the poem using this type of language? Do you think the language is appropriate to the subject of the poem, which is, of course, the poet's mother? Quote one example, if you can, and say what you think of it. The next heading on your worksheet is form, and form is the structure or shape of the poem on the page. Check how many stanzas are in the poem and how many lines are in each of the stanzas. Can you see a pattern? Is there a kind of repetition going on here? And could this suggest something about the mother's life? The seventh section on your worksheet is sound. And you can probably see that in the opening two lines of the poem, the poet does use end rhyme. For example, she rhymes the word chair in line 1 with the word layers in line 2. But does this pattern continue? Why do you think the poet decided not to use regular patterns of rhyme in the poem? Other sounds to listen out for include alliteration and assonance. For example, in stanzas 2 and 3, there are several broad vowel sounds where the poet rhymes the letter O. You can see that letter in words such as hollows, dozing, old, and alone. What kind of feeling do these broad vowel sounds give you? Does it, do you think, add to the sense of sadness in the poem? The next heading in your worksheet is tone and mood. And in this poem, Colette Price is writing about her elderly mother and the city she lives in. What is her attitude towards her mother? What does she feel for her mother in the poem? For example, might she feel love or respect or maybe admiration? Is the poet happy, do you think, or is she sad? Try to find some evidence in the poem in support of your answer. Just a key word or phrase, and say what it tells you about the poet's feeling. Mood is the atmosphere in a poem. So how do you feel after reading this poem? Did the poem make you feel sad or happy for the mother, who seems to be at peace in her sleep? Or maybe you felt somewhat upset because the mother figure seems to be isolated and alone in her home at this point in her life. Is it a mournful mood or a hopeful mood? What do you think? The final section in your worksheet is personal response. And the starting point here is, did you like the poem, Mammy Dozes? What did you like or dislike about the poem? For example, was the picture of the mother an interesting one? Was it realistic or was it even comforting? Perhaps the poem made you think of your own parents or grandparents. Maybe you liked the way the poet created a particular image in the poem. When you make a personal response, it is always a good idea to try to explain, even briefly, why you thought or why you felt a particular way about a poem.